Unit 6. Lesson 21.
Medicine. Dream. Weather. Common. Glass. Get sick. Spaceship. Space. Radio. Comfortable. Perhaps.
Exercise 1. The science teacher, Mrs. He, is telling Wang Xin about what people thought the future would be like. Listen and answer the questions.
Hello, Mrs. He. What are you reading?
Oh, hello, Wang Xin. I'm reading a wonderful magazine. It's almost 50 years old, and it has a really interesting report about the future. They asked people what life would be like in 2000.
Did they ask whether we would live on the moon and things like that?
Well, yes, and other more common things. It says here that people thought that we would live in glass houses by now.
Glass houses? I've never seen any.
They also thought that medicine would be so good that people would never get sick.
Wrong again. Did they guess we would have spaceships?
Yes, and they dreamed that we would have holidays in space and live on other planets.
Were they right about anything?
Yes. They guessed that radio would be important and that trains would be faster and more comfortable. However, they didn't know that everyone would watch so much TV, or that so many people would travel by plane.
Mrs. He, this is very interesting. Someone should ask people what they think life will be like in 2050.
I agree with you. I was going to do that, but I'm too busy. Perhaps you could do it instead.
Lesson 22.
Physics. Chemistry. If. Discover. Colored. Across. Can. Must. Towards. Lost. Repair. Land. Giant.
Exercise 1. Read the story about Kelly's visitors and answer the questions.
Kelly had wanted to be a scientist since she was a little girl. She was interested in biology, physics, and chemistry. She hoped to work in space one day. "I wonder if I will discover something important when I'm older," she often asked herself. Every evening, Kelly went out with her dog to look at the stars. One night she saw a strange colored light moving across the sky. "It can't be a star," she thought. "It's too bright. It must be a spaceship. I knew a spaceship would visit Earth one day." She walked quickly towards the light. "The space people must want to talk to me. They can't come from so far away and not want to talk to somebody. I wonder whether they can speak our language or not. Will I be able to understand them? Are they lost? If they need to repair their spaceship, I might be useful to them." The spaceship landed a few meters in front of Kelly, and the door slowly opened. Suddenly, Kelly's dog rushed towards the spaceship. Kelly cried, "This can't be true! I must be dreaming!" Two giant dogs were standing at the door of the spaceship. The visitors from space were dogs! They said a few words to Kelly's dog. Kelly's dog looked at Kelly, and then turned and ran into the spaceship. In a moment, the spaceship had gone.
Lesson 23.
Field. Help. Believe in.
Exercise 3. Listen to Mei Ling and Ying Tian talking about a film and say if the sentences are true or false.
What a great film! That scientist must have known a lot about chemistry.
That's true. But he must have known a lot about biology too, don't you think?
I guess so. I thought the bicycle accident was the best part. Didn't you?
Did you really? I'm surprised.
Did you know what was going to happen to the fish? I didn't.
Didn't you? I guessed it would grow larger. Didn't you? I guessed it would grow larger.
Well, it was just a film, but it taught me something about science.
I agree. Just think. We might have giant plants and animals on Earth one day.
I can't agree with you about that. Giants only live in stories.
Ying Tian, watch out! A giant bird is going to land on you!
Where?
Ha ha ha, sorry. I thought you didn't agree with me about giants.
Lesson 24.
H.G. Wells. Science fiction. Popular. Orson Welles. Actor. Mars. Gun. Joke. Play a joke on somebody. Halloween. Invisible.
Exercise 1. Read the story about a radio program and circle the correct words.
In 1897, H.G. Wells wrote a science fiction book about spaceships coming to Earth. The book is still very popular. It is called The War of the Worlds. On the 30th of October 1938, a man named Orson Welles decided that he would make a radio program from the book. He decided that the program would be different from the book in one important way. The actors would talk like reporters, so that the listeners would think that it was a news report. In the program, the actors said that space people from the planet Mars were going to fight a war with the people on Earth. When the listeners heard this, they became very afraid. They thought that the world would end. The listeners were told that giant things like snakes were coming out of spaceships and killing people. They were told that guns couldn't hurt these things. Many listeners left their homes and tried to hide. Orson Welles waited 40 minutes before he told the listeners that the program was not really a news report. He had hoped they would guess that the program was a joke. However, many listeners had really believed that the space people were going to kill them. They were very angry. They should have known. 30th of October is the day before a famous holiday in the United States. On this holiday, people play jokes on other people and try to make them afraid. The holiday is Halloween.
Exercise 3. Listen to Junhui and Wang Xin talking about science fiction books and answer the questions.
Hi, Wang Xin. Have you read this?
Oh, The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Yes, I have.
I think it's a great book.
I agree. Have you read any of his other science fiction books, like The First Men in the Moon?
I've read The Invisible Man. My father thinks that's his best book.
I can't agree with your father about that. My favorite is The Time Machine.
What's it about?
A scientist builds a time machine and travels to the future. He discovers lots of really interesting things. Hey, maybe you could try to invent a time machine.
No, I don't think so. I'm more interested in discovering new medicines. They will be more useful.
I don't agree. With a time machine, you can travel to the future and just buy new medicines.
That's true. But first, I need to study for my chemistry exam.
Good luck!